It's that time. His head is big. He actually, I would say, normally, yeah, and a bunch of useless data rattling around within. Not this guy. The big head has very useful data. His command of the English language is not good. It's below not good. But he's a good numbers dude, man. Let's find out. The big head. Friday is always a big head bets day. And as the big head's following continues to grow, and as our bankrolls continue to fatten, there is no telling which other days of the week I will roll the head in. We've been doing it. I've been spotting him. A Tuesday here, a Wednesday here. But almost always and inevitably, we're going to have him in on a Friday. So here we are. Here the bleep we are. Alvin.
Here we are.
Wow, dude.
Here we are.
Bro, what is your deal, man? You're losing drops. You're hitting the wrong drops. Who are you, Rit?
Inevitable.
I just said, here we are. Here the bleep we are. And you hit the manual buzzer? Damn, they're right next to each other. Okay, haven't they always been? And has that ever happened before?
No. Excuse me, my bad.
Do any of you on the other side of that glass ever own anything?
I called it wrong. My bad.
Anyway, Head, what's cracking?
Not much, man. What's going on?
You believe these dudes?
Dude, Alvin, trying to run me before I even start.
The only thing more annoying than those guys acting like that is the fact that you never even come around anymore, so there's that. Listen, I want to say, did you have some response to that?
That's right.
I wouldn't if I were you.
I mean, you're trying to make me work more than one day a week, so I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, so what I want to say is, what I want to say to you, Head, is you are on one, you're on a heater. It'd be awfully nice, though, if we had some NFL we could bet on, but wait a minute, we actually do. What do you say we jump in on a couple of futures, some over-under win totals on a couple of teams? And in fact, I would ask you what you like, but I want to direct you to one in particular. Mm-hmm. Considering Jerry Jones was talking out his ass yesterday, as if there's any other way that he would ever talk. But given that he did, why don't we start right there? What is the over-under on the number of wins for the Dallas Cowboys this season, and how are you playing that?
The over-under is 9.5 wins in a 17-game season now. I'm going to hit the over here, actually. Their offense is easy to buy. Not only is Dak coming back, but pretty much their entire offensive line will be healthy, Jim, and they should be one of the best offense in all of football. Two seasons ago, this unit averaged the most yards in football with Kellen Moore as the OC. That should be the expectation again with them. The problem, of course, is the defense. They were ass last season with hot sauce in the eyes, Mike Nolan. They allowed nearly 30 points a game.
Wait. Did you just say they were ass last season with hot sauce in the eyes, Mike Nolan?
That's right.
Just checking.
They allowed nearly 30 points a game, Jim.
Yeah, I got it.
That's right.
Okay. But now, they got Dan Quinn now as the DC. Quinn's success in Seattle more than Atlanta would lead me to actually believe they will be better here. They also used their first six selections on their defense in the draft. The D is athletic. They have size and speed on all levels. The question is, can they actually play tackle football? I'm not sure of that. But in Jason Garrett's last four seasons, he averaged 10 wins per season. Mike McCarthy was brought in to take it another step. And while I don't think he'll win a Super Bowl in Dallas, I think this is his best chance to get the most out of these guys in his second year. Couple that with the most important factor here. They play in the NFC East with a favorable end-of-season schedule. I'm going over on Dallas and 9.5 wins.
All right, I want to make one point very clear right now. When we do this, we're not jerking around. Like, that's good data. That's good information. I see what you did there. I like that. All good data. And off the very top, I want to reiterate what you said. It's a 17-game season. Keep that in mind. My feeling is they didn't really do anything significant in free agency at all, but they did finally get Dak's deal done. The schedule is forgiving. So is their division, obviously. I do not expect them to really win anything that matters, but I will hit the over along with you, over 9.5.
Nice.
All right. So what about another team we talked about yesterday, the Steelers? Remember, they looked like potential world beaters when they ripped off 11 straight to start the year, only to unravel down the stretch, Head, and get knocked the hell out by America's team in the postseason. To me, Big Ben is a year older, a little bit slimmer, but for whatever that's worth. In fact, what is that worth, Head? What's the number you have here? How are you playing the over-under on the Steelers?
So their over-under win number is 8.5 for the season, and it's low because they play in the best division in the AFC North, and they have actually a tough schedule. As far as Ben goes, I guess I'm glad at 39 years old he actually now decided to get in better shape. I mean, great timing, dude. But having said that, he will probably need a gym because that offensive line is the question mark. And I'm really not sure how to look at that unit. They were last in rushing yards, last in rushing attempts, and last in yards per attempt in 2020. So they needed a makeover, and pretty much the entire line is over. But I guess my problem is prioritizing. The additions seem odd to me. They didn't get around to drafting an offensive lineman until the third round, and they haven't thrown a lot of cash at the position either. So Slim Ben might be running for his life. But, yes, I do love Najee Harris. He is legit, their first-round pick. But, I mean, if there's not a hole to run through, I'm not sure how effective that will be. But another big addition, I will say, is Matt Canada. He takes over as OC, and that can only be better. Their lack of imagination on O was unbearable. Horrible-ass watch. But here's why I will hit the over 8.5 wins. That defense, it's one of the best in football again. They have talent on all three levels. They did lose Bud Dupree, but they get Devin Bush back. Bush is damn good on the inside. And they signed Melvin Ingram this week to help T.J. Watt out on the edge. I think they are better this season than they were last season. I love that defense. Also, Mike Tomlin's entire run in Pittsburgh, he's never won less than 8 games in a season. Over 8.5 wins for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, so I agree and I disagree. One, I agree with the fact that they were a horrible-ass watch, man. Watching them dink and dunk 2 yards at a time was horrible last year.
Brutal.
And I don't really know what I agree with. No, I mean, I agree with that. I disagree with the pick. I'm going to take the under. Okay. I don't really believe in Ben at this point, nor do I believe in the guys in front of him, as you point out. And I think they're going to be hurt by the loss of some key guys. I know they're not jumping over Cleveland in that division.
No.
Probably not Baltimore. Hell, at this point, Cincinnati probably gives them hell. So, yeah, I said it. Sorry to tell you, Steeler fan, that window is already slammed shut, been nailed down, painted over. I'm going against you, Head. I'm going to take the under. Let's do some baseball. You had Giant fan coming in to talk some junk. So we've got the Dodgers, the Giants are both in action, not against each other. How about tonight? Is there anything you see tonight, like namely Dodgers rocks?
Yes, Dodgers rocks. Home, Dodgers are home, -1.5 run line here. I like the Dodgers. The Rockies are the worst team in baseball on the road, be the run line. They cover 30% of their games. Also, their starting pitcher, Chichi Gonzalez, is worse away than at Coors Field. He sports a 6.64 ERA on the road. They also have the second-worst bullpen in baseball behind Arizona. David Price gets the start for the Dodgers tonight. He's only pitched 16 innings at home this season, but he's been good there, and their offense is great. They score the second-most runs in baseball at home with over 5 a game. Colorado has the worst road offense, scoring about 2. As long as the Dodgers don't use Kenley Jansen tonight, I feel good here. Dodgers -1.5 for a -140 value.
That is on the run line. I agree with you. The Rockies are, how do I put this, ass against the Dodgers. They are on the road. The Dodgers have beat them senseless. I'm with you on that. All right. How about the Giants, who just got over on the Dodgers, going up against the Pirates, who don't really get over on anybody or anything. What's the line there? How do you like that game?
I'm going to go San Fran -1.5 for actually a +110 value here, Jim. The Giants are the Phoenix Suns of the Major League Baseball regular season at this point. They are the best team in baseball against the run line. They are the best in non-division games via the run line in baseball. And the Pirates, as an away underdog, are bad. They cover 38% of their games. Their starting pitcher, Chad Kuhl, he's been good of late, but that's been at home. On the road, he's posted a over 6 earned run average. Cueto is going for the Giants tonight, and he's actually better at home. Also, another thing, San Francisco is 8-0 in their last 8 Friday games. Let's go Giants, minus the run line, for a +110.
Where do you get this stuff? The Giants are 8-0 in their last Friday games, the last 8 Friday games. I like that. I also like the Giants. They're a totally different team at home. The Pirates are pretty much garbage wherever and whoever they play. Garbage at home. Garbage on the road. Garbage as an underdog. Garbage with a bat in their hands. Garbage with a glove on their hand. I've got no problem laying the runs and taking the Giants. All right, and finally, Head, an unbelievable fister Saturday night in Vegas.
Yes.
TJ Dillashaw, Corey Sanhagen. I mean, a great, great fight. I know you love the fight and the matchup. How do you see this one, and how are you playing it?
Dude, I am so freaking geeked about this fight. It's been a while since I've been so geeked about this, and it's because the unknowns on TJ and what he will be like after his 2-year suspension for being popped for the Lance. His number is at plus 160.
Dude, did you just say he got popped for the Lance?
Sorry, EPO, my bad. For pop for the EPO. So his number is at plus 160, and I'm hitting that gym. Sanhagen, dude, he is a mother on his feet. He's excellent at controlling distance. TJ is also very good on his feet, and he's very unconventional. The fascination is these two dudes used to spar together, so they know who has the advantage, and I can't wait to see who that is. Having said that, TJ's more well-rounded. He was a good wrestler, and I see him being able to transition from his stand-up to take this to the ground. I honestly have no clue how he will show up from the EPO, but I'm going to go TJ plus the 160. I mean, if you want Sanhagen, you can get him at minus 200 right now.
I know you love the value. Really quickly, for those who do not follow MMA or UFC very closely, like, dude, you're hyped on all the fights. Why are you so hyped on this fight in particular?
Well, so TJ, he was on the short list for one of the best fighters in the world, regardless of weight class, before he got in trouble here, before he dropped weight. At 135, TJ Dillashaw was nearly unbeatable. This fight is at 135. He lost at 125 to Henry Cejudo, and he really shouldn't have gone down that weight. He lost 10 pounds when he really didn't have to do it. His excuse is that's why he actually used the EPO to lose that weight to go down. He never should have done that. But before that, I mean, he just crushed people. He's so unconventional with his striking. He's just next level. But having said that, Sanhagen is an athlete, and he's great standing up. So in TJ's time off, Sanhagen has been great. So, I don't know. It's a great, great fight. I'd pay for this fight.
All right. Hey, yo, Pirate, let's not get crazy about it. I'd pay for this fight. The next fight that you don't steal, the next fight that you pay for will be the first. I don't even believe you just said that. Man, you are a liar and a felon, Head.
Dude, this is a great fight.
That is one of the funniest things you've ever said. Literally, I can't even believe you just said that. I would pay for this fight.
Maybe think about paying for it, but oh, I cannot wait for this.
You literally are a felon with all the fights you've stolen. Come on, man. All right, but bottom line to me, there's no doubt. I agree with you. Dillashaw was a bad, bad mother bleeper prior to that drug suspension. Like, to your point, he was in the conversation of best in the world pound for pound, but we have not seen him since 2019. Honestly, I do not know what to expect from him Saturday night. Is ring rust going to be an issue? Is he the same guy that he was when he was using? I don't know. Sanhagen, though, is a very dangerous dude who is rising quickly through the ranks. If he's impressive enough here, it could get him a title shot. I see the value with Dillashaw. I know how good he was, Head. I just don't know how good he's going to be coming off that layoff and what he'll be like off of the juice. My point is, I'm not saying that he can't be as good. I'm not saying that he can't be better. I'm saying I need to see it first before I bet it. I'm going the other way. I'm going to take the favorite, Sanhagen. Quickly, run it down for me. What are all your bets for the weekend?
For the NFL, over 9.5 wins for the season for the Cowboys. Over 8.5 wins for the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Major League Baseball, Dodgers minus the run line v. Colorado tonight. Also tonight, Giants minus the run line v. Pittsburgh. And then TJ Dillashaw in the value play at plus 160 on Saturday night.
Great job, Head. Put it up on Twitter. I'll make sure to retweet it so all the clones know what you're hitting.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job. The Big Head, James Kelly, with a big fat segment. I did not agree with all his picks. Sometimes I go against him and I get beat. Sometimes I go against him and I win. So keep in mind, don't bet it if you can't afford to lose it and make up your own mind. But as always, he's coming at it from a really informed position. The Big Head, James Kelly.